Okay, today's Shtaf is Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin, and we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisras as comes up on today's Daf. The Gemara says on the bottom of Yud Zayin Ra'alf, the last two words, that another one of the Yudches Dvarim was said in the name of Shmuel, Af Gidule Truma, Truma Bo Bayom Gazru. If somebody takes Gidule Truma, items that are truma, and they planted them, trying to maybe see that if something grows, so then it loses its status of truma. Let's say Yisrael is very stingy, he doesn't want to give truma to the Kohen, so he's mafresh truma, he knows he has to, and then he replants it. So Chazal said, that's also truma, whatever grows, kidule truma is truma. So my taima, I'm Rabbi Chanina, gzera, shema mishum truma tohara, b'yad Yisrael, because Yisrael is going to take truma tohara, and replant it. Amar Rava, Ida Chashidi Lahachi, Efrushi Naim Lo Lifrushu. If we're Choshe, they're going to do that, why don't we just say that they're not going to be Mafrish? Right? So says the Gemara, Kima de Efshal Mevet, Chita Achas Kiddishmo, Velo Kavid. If you know they were Mafrish Shuma, and you know that they could be Mafrish Shuma very easily, because Shmuel says, really, Chita Achas Poteris is a Kri, all you need, Mi de Araisa, to be Misakin the Kri is one little Chita, and he didn't do that, right? He did more, Samuni Mehemni, so he should be believed. So therefore, the Gemara says it's not based on a Yisrael being matzvin truma tahora elikzer mishum truma temeya biad going. Why? Because dilma mashi legabe v'asi lidei takala. Maybe he's not going to burn it right away. He'll be mashe it by him, even though it's aser b'achila, and he's going to try to plant it. But while it's in the kitchen, somebody's going to go and take a bite of it, and therefore it's going to be a problem. But we're going to talk about this line of Shmuel that's quoted in a few places in Shas. Chita achas poteris hazakri. It's quoted right here, Shabbos Yud Zayin. It's quoted in Kiddushin. Dafna Nuches, quote of Adazara and Chulin, as is seen on the side. So there is a famous line that's said by the Noda B'Yehuda. That would be Huda in Yaredeya, Tinyana, Simin Reish Aleph. Where the Noda Behuda says that this line of Chita Achas Poteris is Akri is Meduyak. It does not say in the Gemara that Chita Achas. Well, let's go back a step. Right, the Mishnah says in Mesechas Trumos that there are different Shiurim for Truma. 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. Meiser is Eser. It has to be 1/10. But how much is Truma? So Chazal said, Ayin Benonis, Ayin Ra, Ayin Tova. Right, 1/40, 1/50, and 1/60. But the Gemara says in the name of Shmuel, Chita Achas Poteres Es Akri, says the Noda Behuda in that Tshuva. Again, Yaredeya. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, I think the language of the Gemara is meduyak. It doesn't say Chita Achas is mekayim the mitzvah of Hafrashas and Nesinas Truma. It just says Chita Achas poteres esakri. But it just allows you to eat from your produce. Va'omer ani shemasha barula ma'aloso she'en l'chal. He's talking about chal, not shuma. Shum shir min haTorah ein ani maskim imo l'chalutin. V'yesh li domar bazeh davar chadash lo kadmani bazeh shum mefaresh. I'm about to say something that says the Noda B'Yehuda in the thousands of years of the Mesorah, nobody's ever said it before me. Right? Nobody should ever say that, even the Noda B'Yehuda, because maybe 20 years later they're going to find another kisve yad of a rishon who says it. O posek, who's that? Says the Noda B'Yehuda, ki mitzvah zo shalafrashas chala im ki hi mitzvah achas yesh bashnei inyanim. It's one mitzvah, but there are two aspects to this mitzvah. Ha inyan ha'echad. So far, this isn't new. This everybody knows. Ha'inyan ha'echad ulafkia iser teva me'isa, being doing the hafrasha, is misakin, is what removes the shame tevel from the dough, and then it becomes mutter to eat. Ki kodem ha'afrasha hi asura b'achila. Before the hafrasha, it's also to eat. V'yaydei hafrasha sachala me'isa, through the hafrasha, kvar hufka iser tevel. There's no more iser tevel, v'hutra ha'isa b'achila, and the isa is now able to be eaten. V'yafim achra yachzik bala isa sachala l'atzmo. Even if the balabais never gives it to the Kohen, and he puts it away in a separate drawer, for lo yitnenu l'kohen, ein kan el gezel ha'shevet. It's only stealing from the Kohen, via isa hutra ba'achila. But the isa is ready mutter. Amnam, a mitzvah yikaris on the l'kohen. But obviously the ikar mitzvah is to also give it to the Kohen. Ve'ezeho inyan ha'sheni, sh'amarti sheish b'mitzvah zu. That's the second aspect, giving it to the Kohen. There's the hafrasha, which is misakein the tevel, and the nesina to the Kohen. And then he adds, this is his chiddush, v'shnei inyanim ha'elu chalukin zemizeh. But these two inyanim are different, are separate from each other. Sheliftar ha'isa ein lo shir klam in haTorah. When Shmuel says, chita achas poteres hazakri, that does not mean you're mekayim hafrashas and nesinas truma with chita achas. No, chita achas allows you to eat from the produce. V'yafilu mashu poter ha'isa kitshumas goren shechita achas poteres kalakri. And just a little bit, right? Just like truma, he says that by truma too. So to chala the amnama inyan asheni l'kayim mitzvahs nesina l'kohen. The second inyan zeo yesh lo shir min haTorah that has a shir kivan techsif titnu, since it says give the language of nesina. Sarach sheyia k'day nesina, it has to be a chashiv shir that is a nesina. V'hashir hazeh shu echad michav dalet o echad mimemches kasher nevar acharkach hu min haTorah Bitzad umid rabbanan bitzad. So those are the shiurim that the rabbanan give, but midaraisa, again, chita achas poteres, and allows you to eat it, but the nesina is different. So he says, nobody's ever said this before. Nobody's ever said this before. The Ben HaMachaber, here in the footnote on the side, he says that this does not mean that you could do one and then do the other. Right, even though they're two separate ideas. One was masaking the kri with chita achas, let's say tomorrow he wants to give more to the kohen, that's just a gift. That's not hafrash, that's not part of the nesina. Mikol makom tzorach l'kayim mitzvas nesina, shiyeh bechdei nesina l'kohen, eina kavana, says the Ben HaMachaber, sheish kan shtei hafrashos zu achar zu. It's not that there's two hafrashos. Ve'im herim mashuhu hutar hakri bitshruma, ve'isa b'chala, ve'achar kach tzorach l'hosev od l'hafra shir k'dei nesina l'kohen. Ze'yef shalom, mishon kama ta'amim. There are many rayas that is not true. You can't separate the two steps. Even though he is machalik between the two, you can't do them separately. And he quotes a couple of rayas, and at the end of this Haggah, because they muchach she'en kana lahafrasha achas, devada yim avar v'tarim kolshu, kvar hutro isa vakri, v'shuv ein sham truma v'chala mashi yosef, shem truma v'chala mashi yosef, v'mitin l'koin chulin u'nosein, and he gives to the coin the next day, is chulin. All that my father meant by two shiurim are how much you decide to give originally. Kavanaso shalachad chila tzorach latrom, sheyehe k'dei nesina, v'lo b'shvil lahatar ashirayim. You should give k'dei nesina, sheb'shvil zeh, because if it's just lahatar ashirayim, hayasagi b'kol shu. Ach sha'akosev hitzrach shir k'dei lakayim, k'dei nesina l'kohen, v'yim avar v'efesh rachita achas, farhutar akri v'chein b'chalak, farhutar ha'isa, v'hu me'uvas shalo yuchal liskon. Lakayim od mitzvas nesina, shekvar avar ha'hafrasha. That is the Ha'ar of the Ben HaMachaber, even though they're two separate ideas, but if you want to do the second one, you have to do it along with the first one. So that's how the Noda Behuda comments relating to our Gemara of Shmuel Chita Achas. But as has been noted, he says nobody's ever said this before, the Tosfos Rid said it. The Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Chesem Abeis, the Tosfos Rid says, Kimat Mefurish, Kimat, the same, I should say, Kimat verbatim. Chita Achas Parder says Akri, says the Tosfos Rid. Reisi Machshim Ba'atitin Loksiv Ubi'inan Kedei Nesina. He's not the only Rishon, by the way. The Maram Chalav and others also say it. But he says, you need Kedei Nesina. Kedei Darshi Gabi Reishas Hageis. By Reishas Hageis, giving the wool to the Kohen, it has to be Kedei Nesina. Here he also uses the Lashon of Nesina. V'nira li lataritz. Tebevadai mitzvah litin lo davar chashuv. It's for sure a mitzvah to give something of chashivus. Kidatam beverag gracious agaze. Vakama who knows him lo mishkal heislam vachulu. Vachanamitam ishili peya. The end of peya. Impochsin lo ani begorin. How much do you have to give an ani? Vachulu. But, he continues, aval mihu. And in the footnotes, they quote this from the Maram Chalav of Psach HaLamed Beis also. Aval mihu. Afal pishe mitzvah sabakach. Even though it's a mitzvah to give a certain chashuv amount, im eino rota lekaye mitzvah zu, vitaram chita achas mikol hakri, nitkan v'yotze midei tivlo. If you don't want to fulfill this mitzvah and you just want to be misakin the kri, you could do that. And that it's no longer tevel. Ela shalo kiyem mitzvah nesina. Right? But you just weren't mekayim the mitzvah of nesina. And therefore, he's bachalik the same way. V'yachinam mitzvah, perak v'yaz the trumas, ein tarmim menatami ala tar, v'im taram, b'shogei trumas or trumas. Sometimes even if you don't do the lachachil, it works. Just like menatami ala tar. V'chulu. V'yava pi she mitzvah so bakach, im taram niskan tivlo, v'yava pi shechiser mitzvah. Even though you're mechaser mitzvah. So, right? So that's the Tosfos Rid, who is the model in the precedent for the Noda Behuda. There are two related machlokes, Rishonim, Achronim, relating to this Noda Behuda. Not exactly muchrach that it has to be Haba Hatalia, but two related machlokes. There's one machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam, how many mitzvahs of Hafrasha and Nesina are counted? So if you look in the Rambam, in mitzvah, Kuf Chav Vav, Kuf Chav Zayin, the Rambam counts one mitzvah for each of these. One mitzvah, the Rambam says, Shetzivanu Kuf Chav Vav, Tzivanu Lahotzi Truma Gedola. Lahotzi, Truma Gedola. V'amar Yisala, Reishas Tegancha, Titein Lo. Mitzvah Zuyin, Hekes Min HaTorah, Ela Be'eretz Yisrael. Fine. Kuf Chav Zayin. Tzivanu Lahotzi, Hamaiser, Mitzamach HaAretz. So, Truma is one mitzvah. There's no separate mitzvah of hafrasha nesin. It's one mitzvah. Kufchav vav, kufchav zayin, one mitzvah of meiser rishon. Mitzvah kufchav ches, shesivana lahotzi meiser sheni, aser ta'aser. And he continues, mitzvah kufchav tes, the mitzvah of trumas meiser, shesivah lalavim lahotzi meiser mina meiser, shechumi yisrov v'yitnu l'kohen. V'chul, and he quotes the pasuk. Mitzvah kuflamid, shesivana lahotzi meiser ani, because shana shlishes min hashmita, u'bishlishes shachar kol shlishes klomer b'kol shishes. Interesting formulation that he has. Good. This is the Rambam Shita. Kuf Chavav, Kuf Chav Zayin. It's all one mitzvah. And the Sefer Chinuch, as we know, follows the Rambam in Shin Sadihei and Tav Kuf Zayin, as the Chinuch always does. But if you look in the Ramban, not the Ramban on the Hasagosh, which has been pointed out, the Ramban, we know, adds on mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam forgot. So he doesn't add these on. Even though in the Shrashim, he argues Misvara. So maybe he was Hoserbo, or for some other reason, he didn't want to count that. But if you look at Shorish Yudbeis, we know the Shrashim, the 14th Shrashim of the Rambam, the rules and regulations about mitzvos. So Shorish Yudbeis is about not counting parts of mitzvos. Says the Rambam, HaShorish HaShemasar, She'ein Ra'ui Libnos Chelkei Malacha Min HaMalachos, part of a process. Different parts of one process are not counted as separate mitzvos. Yadua, says the Rambam, shanachnu pa'amim nitzavinu al ha'maisa echad min ha'maisim v'yachar chen yaschil ha'kasov levar echos ha'maisa. We have to do something, and the pasuk tells us what to do. V'yivar Hashem shezachar v'yomar amahu kolel. It explains, the Torah itself explains what needs to be done. Imkain, ein roi sheyibne kol tzivui sheba ba'osu abir mitzvah b'vnei atzma. Not every tzivui in the Torah should be counted as a separate one of the 613. For example, kamosha amru, vasuli mikdash, shezu mitzvahs ase achas, vasuli mikdash, the beginning of truma. So you're going to count every tzivui in truma tetzav as a separate mitzvah? No. The mitzvah is vasuli mikdash. That's one mitzvah b'chala mitzvos. V'hu sheyilano bayis muchan, yavo elov yachogu, v'bo tiyeh ha-hakrava. Every detail of the avodas ha'ola. No, it's one mitzvah, ola. V'zeh ki ha-mitzvah ha-achas hi-klal ha-malacha v'ha-metu'ara b'chom min v'min mi-min ha-karbanas. V'ha-mashav ha-zeh ola. He quotes ola. He quoted Beis HaMikdash and ola. Hina-nachlu s'tavinu sh'diyah malacha ha-ola kach. V'hi shi-ishchatena, v'yav-shitena, v'yinatchena, v'yizrogdama, shechted and skinned and cut it and sprinkled its blood, v'yakrav chelba, v'makrav the chela, v'yachar ha-yisrov kol basara, and then burn it, im shir kach. Misoles bulu of hashamen, v'shir kach miyayin, the oil and wine, v'heman asachim, all of that. So that's one mitzvah. U'kmoken ki melechas achatas kula. Chatas is one mitzvah. And as is asham. And this is what you do for all mitzvos that have many different aspects to the maisa. This is what is done. And the Rambam gives other examples. But kfar tobazeh. He says, many have already made the mistake. Hashemanu manas kahuna. They counted all 24 manas kahuna as 24 different mitzvos. I think it is a mistake, and he goes through other examples as well. And he quotes at the end, chalitza. Chalitza is one mitzvah. You don't count chalitza and rakika and kriya as separate mitzvahs, so do this one. Fine. And the Ramban there, in his comments, says, I disagree with the Rambam's hafrasha and nesina. Says the Ramban, I think there's two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of hafrasha's truma, and a mitzvah of hafrasha's meiser, and a mitzvah of nesina's truma. And the mitzvah of nesina's meiser. Says the Rambam, V'chein adin ha-sheni she-yigzer ha-rav limnos ma-shal okech ha-koyen chelek ben ha-mitzvah einenu din shaveh etzli b'kulan aval yesh bohem chilek ki bedvarim ha-tovlim. He says, fine, Meiser Ani is one idea. But anything that is tevel and then is a matir, says the Rambam, it's two mitzvahs. Ki bedvarim ha-tovlim heim shtei mitzvahs bevadai. V'ha-mashal bazeh ha-chala, take for example chala, shekein kola isa asura lanu achenafer shosa. The whole Issa is Asur. Then it's Tavinu ba mitzvah nefredes, and it's a separate mitzvah. Shene'emar chala tarimu truma. V'shelo yale b'libeinu shenarimu sala hotzia Issa me'isser v'na'azvena o nashlich osa ba'esh. And still, so that we don't think that you could separate it and then throw it out, tzivo osani yisbrach b'nesina seinu l'kawin. Shene'emar me'reishas ariso sechem tidnu l'ashem truma. Two psukim. One, to be masakin the Isa, tarimu truma, and the other, to give it to the Kohen. V'chein nistavinu minasinas ha-truma. Reishis tegoncha v'tiroshcha v'itzarecha titenlo. V'nistavinu tchila b'hara masa. Min ha-mitzvah haba b'chala. Sh'ne'emar v'haya b'acholchem ilachem ha-aret tarimu truma l'ashem. Reishis ha-risosechem. Chala tarimu truma, k'trumas goren, k'en tarimu osa. So Hare says the Ramban, Sheishva Haramas Shtehen Va'asan Mitzvah V'zeh Shnigla B'Kasuv. So it's two separate ideas. There's the Tikkun HaKri and HaFrasha, and the Nesina V'yesh Odba, and then he quotes another drasha. So that's number one, the Psukim. And then number two, he says another Raya that I'm right. V'ilu haya, skipping a couple of lines. V'ilu haya mitzvah aleinu hanesina l'kohen mipasa gracious degan chatirosh kavitzarecha titein lo bilvad lo hayu gozrim aleinu levarech b'shas hafrasha. Min haklal hamasur lanu mehem kol mitzvah shasiyasa eino gvar mitzvasa kagon tefillin ein sarach levarech. The Gemara says in Menachos Membeis, you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. When you put on tefillin, not when you write tefillin. When you affix the mezuzah, not when you write the mezuzah. So here, if the hafrasha and the nesina were connected, so then you should make the bracha at the time of the nesina, not at the time of the hafrasha. We make a bracha at the time of hafrasha. But says the Ramban, doesn't that show that that's the final stage of that mitzvah, and then the nesina is going to be the next mitzvah? Then it's a good question why we don't make a bracha on the nesina itself. That's a question the Ramban will have to answer. But, says the Ramban, if we make a bracha earlier in the process, doesn't that show that this is the end of the process? And I'll give you another example. Shari b'chala tmeo. What about chala tmeo? Or I would ask, today, b'zman hazeh. Mivorech b'afrasha. So v'ena nitenes l'kohen. Elamashli chalor. What do we do today? We do afrasha without a nesina. V'yemkein roi shenimne. Shtei mitzvahs b'truma. Hafrashasa. Mi pasik tarimu chuma lashem, v'nesina lakoa mi pasik titan lanu. Machlokas, Ramban. How many mitzvahs do we count for hafrasha and nesina shuma? The Rambam says one, and the Ramban says two. So maybe this is goof of the machlokas related to the Tosfos Rida or the Behuda. No, the Behuda Tosfos Rida seem to be mechalik between the two. So maybe one could say that they line up with the Ramban, that it's two separate, and not the Rambam. Could be, it's not mochrach. Right, even the Tosfos Rid, no Behuda might hold, it's one big mitzvah, but the two aspects within the mitzvah, you don't have to say it, but it does work nicely with the Ramban. It is fascinating, though, that if you look at the Nosek Kalim on the Rambam there in Sefer HaMitzvos, they give totally different explanations for the Rambam. The Rambam only counts it as one. So why does he only count it as one? So if you look in the back, the Marganita Tava, explaining the Ramban on the Shorash Neimasar, says the Marganita Tava, it's really, the Rambam counts one mitzvah because really the Iker is the Hafrasha. And the Nesina is just the Hashlamas HaHafrasha. Mizeh nira liatam. Masha kohanim atzman mechuyavim lahafresh shumus and maestras. Avavisha lochim laatzman. What about kohanim do it themselves? Hanim mishum sheima mechuyavim lahafresh l'shem. Hashem yisparach. Sheyikne chelkam. V'yacharkach yisku heima mishul chano gavoa. V'yim kein. Iker hamitzvah. Bechala. V'chumus maestras and maestras. He hahafrasha. Shehi l'shem Hashem yisparach. V'lo anasina l'kohen. The iker is not frasha. Ki anasina l'kohen eina el atashlum mitzvas hahafrasha. Shazika Hashem Mishulchano Agavol. The Iker is the Afrasha. It happens to be the Kohen's going to get it. That's the address. But really, the Iker is the Afrasha. Kel said the Iker Avitzi Afrasha Dafka Bechala V'Truma Chubas Meiser. Maybe Levim, he says it's different, but that's at least by Truma and by Echala. And then he points out that the Ramban was probably Choserbo because he did not add on these mitzvos in his counting itself. So the Marganisa Tava says the Ramban really holds the Iker is the Afrasha. That's why he only counted as one. If you look at the Leif Sameach right here on the page, he says exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. The Iker is the Nesina. The Hafrasha is the Tchilas HaNesina. The Afagav the Iker HaMitzvah hi HaNesina LaKohen. Afilu Hachi hi Mascheles Mitshas HaHafrasha. Umeosa Shah shihi Tchilas HaMitzvah Mivarech. Why do you do that? Why do you make a bracha earlier? Don't compare. Over there by mezuzah, by tefillin, there's an action being done earlier.
It's
not a prior stage. It is part of the mitzvah. The beginning of the giving starts when you're mafrish it. So the Leif Samech says exactly the opposite of the Marganisa Tava. The Marganisa Tava says the Iker is the Afrasha. The Leif Samech says the Iker is the Nesina. One might say something even less extreme in both ways. Maybe the Rambam has two halves. You don't have to say one is Iker, one is Tafel. They both work together. There's a Hafrasha, there's an Asina, right? And there's evidence to that in some of the Rishon. Remember that horror that we had from before, the Ben HaMachaber of the Noda B'Yehuda. It's two aspects, but they have to be linked together, right? That kind of shows that they're two parts. They're two parts. If you look in the Ravon, in the Tshuvas of the Ravon, one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, in Simen Lamed Hei, he says, he's talking about the Birchas HaMitzvah there, he says, V'chein lahafresh chalav et shuma lo nigmara mitzvasan atchas nesina lekohen. So what does that say? Lo nigmara mitzvasan. The mitzvah is not finished until you give it to the Kohen. Sounds like it's a little of both. The mitzvah started with Hafrasha and continues with the Nesina, but it doesn't define one in the context of the other. So that is a fascinating machlokas achronim about what the pshat of the Rambam is. But again, that machlokas Rambam and the Ramban might connect to the Noda B'Yehuda. Just quickly, one other machlokas haposkim, which might connect to this Noda B'Yehuda, which is giving pshat to our line in the Gemara, is the Taz in the Mekiva Eger at the beginning of Yoredeya. The Taz in Simen Aleph in Yoredeya, Sif Katan Yud Zayin says, again, without going into the context, maybe we'll have a chance another time, that there is a mitzvah, says the Taz. Even if I have no intention of eating the tvua of my field, there is an idea to be mafresh, to do the afrasha, which is a big chiddush, says the Rambam, says the Taz. Al afrashas truma have ikar abracha al mitzvahs afrasha, lo alas rachilas tevel, shari mitzvahs ha-afrasha chiyav alav afilu im eino rotze lechol min ha-tfuah dayin. Even if you don't want to eat from the tfuah, there's still a mitzvah. That's the Taz. And Rabbi Akiva Eger right here says, I have no idea what he's talking about. Lo matzasi zeh, dibipshuto hi rak kishar rotze lachlo, asra shefrish truma. You have to go around to all your fields and be mafresh if you have no intention to eat it. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, I think it's wrong. And he says, look in the Magen Avram, at the beginning of Simen Ches, in Aruch Chaim, regarding Challah. Right, that Magen Avram is in the context of Hilchas Tzitzis, about standing for Birchas HaMitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch there says you have to stand when you make a Birchas HaMitzvah on Tzitzis. Aye, what about Challah? Why, by Challah, ask the Magen Avram, you're a day, and Simen Shin Chav Ches, you could sit down when you make the bracha. Says the Magen Avram, HaFarshas Challah is not a mitzvah kol kach. De'enu ose elo l'takein ma'achalo. Dumya d'shchita. Says the Magen Avram, HaFarshas Challah is a matir. And therefore, the Birchas HaMitzvah on that can be said sitting. Unlike Tzitzis. So Rabbi Akiva Eger cross-references this Magen Avram to argue with the Taz. So too, HaFarshas Truma. It's more of a matir. And therefore, if it's just a matir, then if you don't want to do it, if you don't want to eat from it, you don't have to be mafresh. So again, this machlokas also might connect. Right? The Taz, who says you have to do it, even if you have no intention, maybe, it's not just about the matir, HaFarsha, but it's about giving it to the Kohen. Give it to the Kohen, even if you have no intention. His focus is on the Nesina. As the focus, while the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Eger, say no, it's only about if you want to partake of it. So it's more of the matir focus. And if it's the matir focus, maybe you could say that there's a chilek between the matir and the mitzvah focus, like the Noda B'Yehuda and the Tosfos Ritzet. Okay, we will stop here. Again, there's a lot more in this sugya. Hopefully another time we will continue.